Last year, residents of Royalton, Tunbridge, Stratford, and Sharon banded together to stop an out-of-state millionaire from building a housing development designed for 20,000 people. Months after their victory over the new Vistas proposal, the Upper Valley communities are now figuring out how they hope to see development happen in the region. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has that story.
Hi, welcome. Hi, Chelsea. In which town do you live in?
Tunbridge.
Great. Welcome.
This is the second meeting that people from these four towns have come together to talk about their future. And tonight, everyone's getting a color-coded name tag.
Hi, John. Nice to see you. Red for Royalton for you.
That's red for Royalton, green for Tunbridge, yellow for Stratford, and blue for Sharon. Organizers thought the color-coded name tags would be a good way to break the ice, because previous to a couple of years ago, these four towns shared very little. But after Utah developer David Hall started buying up hundreds of acres of land, the four towns found themselves working together to oppose what he called an ecologically sustainable community.
The four towns had this common fate, but, you know, it wasn't like we had a connection, and I'm still not sure what the connection is among the towns.
Michael Saka lives in Tunbridge, and he helped start the Alliance for Vermont Communities, the group that came together soon after word got out about Hall's plan. Hall pulled the plug, saying he was, quote, tired of the drama, largely from the resistance put up by Saka's group. Saka says both residents and the select boards of each town built relationships while fighting Hall's development. Now, everyone's ready to figure out what's next.
New Vista allowed us to crystallize what we did want. You know, I mean, we were opposed to something, but it's like, okay, let's think positively about this. Forget about being negative all the time. Let's build what we want to see in our communities. And I think it's going to work. It can only help to know your neighbors from, you know, not only down the street, but, you know, 5 miles away in the next town or something.
The towns are working with the Vermont Council on Rural Development and discussing things like affordable housing, attracting young families, building economic vitality, and education. Paul Costello is executive director of the council, and he does this work all the time, but it's usually in a single town. And so he says there's some excitement and a little mystery about how this Upper Valley collaboration might turn out.
You know, over 80% of the people in these four towns had some concerns about New Vistas coming in. And it certainly catalyzed us to think about, let's bring these four towns together rather than just work with Tunbridge or just work with Royalton. And we don't know where this is going to go. No one here does.
More than 130 people attended the Tunbridge meeting, which included a free community dinner before the attendees broke into two groups. During a discussion on ways to bring more young families to the area, a lot of familiar issues were brought up.
Yep. Cell service. We don't have consistent cell service.
I noticed that.
Yes.
Poor cell service, not enough jobs, expensive housing. This corner of the Upper Valley is facing many of the same challenges the rest of Vermont is trying to address. I caught up with Lori Macusa on her way out. She's from Stratford, and she says she plans to attend the next two meetings.
I think we all have very similar obstacles that we're all dealing with, and I think we're going to solve some big community problems and move forward as a four-town group.
There's a meeting scheduled this week in South Stratford, and then one the following week in Sharon. After that, the four-town group will start talking about some projects they can work on together. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Tunbridge.